Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into vocal texture in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the jungle way, the old school roller way, the Raggedy Ann way. So forget pristine pop vocals. We're after weight, warmth, grit, and momentum. The kind of vocal that feels like it's part of the system, not sitting politely on top of it. Think of the vocal as percussion first, lead second. In classic jungle and rollers, a chopped vocal can behave like a snare accent, a rim shot, a shaker, even a call and response with the bass line. If you get that right, the vocal doesn't just add flavor, it helps drive the groove forward. So the first move is choosing the right phrase. Pick something short, rhythmic, and attitude heavy. A rag, a shout, a chant, a spoken line, even a single word like ya, move, or bass can work brilliantly. You want strong consonants and natural gaps in the phrasing, because those gaps give you room to place the vocal around the breakbeat. Drag the vocal into an audio track, and if it's a longer phrase, warp it so the timing sits comfortably at your tempo. At 174 BPM, even a simple two-bar line can become a powerful rhythmic motif once you chop it up. And that's really the secret here. Don't think of it as a full sentence. Think of it as raw material for rhythm. Before we distort anything, clean the vocal just enough to help the saturation behave. Insert EQ 8 first. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz to clear out mud. If the vocal feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If there's harsh edge that might turn ugly later, soften a bit around the upper mids, somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to polish this into a radio vocal. We're just making space for the tone shaping stage. If the phrase is wild and level, use light compression, just enough to steady it before saturation. A ratio around 2:1 or 3:1. With a moderate attack and release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. The idea is consistency, not flattening. We want the vocal to keep its life. Now for the fun part, saturation. Drop Ableton's saturator after the EQ. Start modestly, maybe 3 to 8 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. That soft clipping is your friend here, because it lets the vocal get thicker and dirtier without turning into brittle chaos. Trim the output so you're matching loudness when you compare bypass and active. That way you're hearing tone, not just volume. If you want more age and body, stack another gentle harmonic stage after that. Dynamic tube is great for this. Use it lightly. Small amounts of drive, tiny bias moves, nothing extreme. You're aiming for density, like the vocal has been passed through a few generations of dub processing and bounced back to tape. That's the vibe. Worn in, not wrecked. And if you really want that cracked old school edge, sprinkle in a touch of redux, but keep it controlled. A little downsampling or bit reduction can roughen the consonants and add texture, especially on shouty phrases. But this is one of those effects that can ruin the whole thing fast if you overdo it. If in doubt, put it on a parallel chain instead of the main path. That brings us to a really important technique, parallel texture. Create an audio effect rack on the vocal and split it into two chains. One chain stays more controlled, more readable. The other chain gets dirtier and more aggressive. On the clean chain, keep the vocal intact with EQ and light saturation. On the grit chain, high pass the low end, push the saturator harder, maybe add some overdrive or pedal if you want extra attitude and filter it so it doesn't clutter the mix. Then blend the two together. The dry chain carries the intelligibility. The grit chain gives you weight and character. That balance is what makes the vocal feel heavy but still understandable on a club system. A good starting point is most of the sound coming from the cleaner path, with the grit just sitting underneath, making it feel like the vocal has been through a speaker stack and come out sounding legendary. Now let's make it rhythmic. Chop the vocals so it locks to the breakbeat. Let consonants land on offbeats or just before the snare. Let vowels stretch a little after the hit. Leave space where the bass can punch through. In jungle and rollers, the groove often comes from these tiny interlocking shapes. A vocal slice before the snare and a tail after it can feel like a conversation with the drums. Don't be afraid to let one syllable do a lot of work. A tight yeah, come, or bass can become a hook if you place it right and process it hard enough. Sometimes a single chopped word is more effective than a full vocal line, because it leaves room for the break to breathe. At this stage, movement is everything. Static saturation alone won't carry a whole section. Add auto filter after the distortion and automate it. Start more closed in the intro, then open the cutoff as you approach the drop. A little resonance can add bite, but don't overdo it unless you want that obvious filter sweep character. Then add echo or delay. Sync it to the groove, maybe 1/8 or 1/8 dotted for rolling energy, or 1/4 if you want more space. Keep the feedback moderate and filter the repeats so they don't fill up the low mids. A well-timed echo throw at the end of a bar can make the vocal feel like it's bouncing through a dub system. That's classic energy right there. Reverb should be used like seasoning, not soup. Keep it dark and controlled. Use a pre-delay so the vocal stays upfront, and cut the lows inside the reverb so your sub stays clean. Automate the reverb up into transitions, then pull it back for the drop. In a dark DNB mix, that space is there to create anticipation, not to wash the whole track into fog. Now for one of the best tricks in the book. Resample the vocal texture. Once you've got a phrase sounding right, route it to a new audio track and print it in real time. Then chop that resampled version. Reverse a few tails. Pitch some hits down a few semitones for weight. Pitch a few accents up for tension. This is how you get that organic, slightly imperfect jungle feel. It sounds like history. Like the sound has spun through a few machines and come back with more personality. If the resample still feels too clean, send it back through saturation or even drum bus very gently. Keep an eye on transients so it doesn't get spitty. Again, the goal is density and age, not noise for noise's sake. In the arrangement, treat the vocal like a DJ tool. In the intro, tease the hard consonants and a few filtered fragments. In the build, let more of the phrase appear and open up the filter. In the drop, use short, punchy chopped vocal hits that answer the snare or bass line. In a switch up, give the vocal more room, maybe even a half-time feel. And in the outro, strip it back to echoes and ghosted fragments so it blends smoothly into the mix. A strong jungle arrangement might start with a 16-bar intro of filtered ragga chops, then a first drop where the vocal is sparse and powerful, then a switch up where the phrase comes forward, and finally a second drop that's rougher, dirtier, and more degraded than the first. That progression matters. It gives the track a sense of evolution and makes the vocal feel alive across the whole record. If the vocal feels like it's floating on top of the track, glue it into a shared bus with other mid-range elements like skanks, noise, or dub effects. A little EQ, a touch of glue compression, maybe a tiny bit of saturation on the bus, and suddenly the vocal sits inside the roller instead of hovering above it. That's the difference between sounding like an insert and sounding like part of the tune. Before you rap, always check the important stuff in context. Flip to mono and make sure the vocal still hits. Listen for harshness in the upper mids, especially after saturation. Check whether it's fighting the snare crack or masking the reese. And watch the low mids, because saturation can easily build up around 200 to 600 Hz and make the whole mix feel heavy in the wrong way. The biggest mistake people make is oversaturating until the vocal turns into harsh noise. The second biggest mistake is forgetting that the vocal has to work with the drums and sub, not just sound cool on its own. In DNB, solo mode can lie to you. Always judge the vocal in the full groove. Here's the mindset I want you to keep. Make the vocal feel like rhythm, pressure, and attitude. Let one syllable carry the weight. Let the saturation create density, not just distortion. And let the arrangement breathe enough that when the vocal comes back in, it feels like a real event. So your challenge is simple. Grab one ragga phrase, chop it into a few tight pieces, build a clean chain and a grit chain, automate the filter into the drop, throw in some delay, resample the result, and then re-chop it against the breakbeat. Compare the clean version and the dirtier version. See which one gives you more forward motion. And always test it with the kick, snare, sub, and reese together. That's how you get vocal texture that feels timeless, rolled in and properly jungle. Not just a vocal on the track, but a vocal inside the machinery.